James, we got a brand new segment. Why don't you tell me what it's called so I can toss a banner up for you?
I don't know. Man, that's a good question. I didn't think of anything. I didn't think of a name. I just thought of
you know I like my names.
Yeah, I know. Fuck. Yeah. It's called... Huh. It's called... Mushy Gushy. I'm trying to figure out necessarily how this is going
to work. Welcome to... Mushy Gushy?
Mushy Gushy. And the reason I'm calling it that,
okay.
Oh god, that's a lot of fire truck. Cool. That's pretty sick.
That's a lot of fire truck.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and James, what's going on? it's a rare sighting. We missed you. Welcome back to another beautiful episode of Garbage Time, Season 2, Episode 3, Week 1 review, Week 2 preview. What's going on, guys? Drew, you look like you're having a stroke right this second. What is up? Okay. All right, James, what's up?
Hey, dude, nothing. Feeling good.
I know.
I can pump to be back.
I know your team is the only one that won last week.
Oh God, really?
Yeah.
Waiting.
I mean, I could even say your team was the only one that wasn't embarrassing last week.
Yeah.
There was a lot of embarrassing football.
I mean, if you like look at the stat sheet only, I guess.
Well, yeah, and the impending Deshaun Watson cloud that is that.
Okay, whatever. Yeah, I guess that's so. The caveat to anything Browns this season. It's like, yeah, it wasn't bad. And it's like, well, you do have Deshaun Watson.
Well.
Thanks. Thanks for that painful reminder.
If it's not me, it's going to be Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, whatever the hell else.
Oh, yeah, any other platform that exists, yeah.
Side note, his massages now have to be NFL approved.
They
really had to throw that in there too. But like that was kind of a given anyways, but they had to make sure that was public news. And that's tough.
Imagine not being able to get a massage on your own time.
Imagine being a sexual predator.
Yeah, also
for that reason.
I mean, yeah. Wow, great content to start, boys. Woo! Gotta love that. Oh, Jesus Christ. Well, very interesting week one, to say the least. A lot of wonky games that really no one had scripted. I mean, we had our first tie of the season already, and it was...
We almost had two. We
should have had two, really. We really should have, especially after Evan McPherson missed two field goals, but...
One of those was blocked, to be fair. The other one was...
Oh, high. Was it? Right, well, I only saw the stat. I wasn't watching the game. So that goes to show I pay attention, but
content.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's dive right in here. Let's go over our week one review. Week one. Let's give it up for our games of the week. Drew, I'm going to start with you. What was your game of the week?
Eagles. Lions. This game was a lot of fun.
It was pretty fun.
I feel like we didn't really have a lot of good games all throughout. There were a lot of games that, you know, a lot of close games, but they were all one team takes an early lead, the other team comes back at the end. There was no, like, all solid football for four quarters, you know? This game was as close as it's going to get. You know, Detroit scored every quarter. The Eagles scored 24 points in the second quarter. So, lots of fun. AJ Brown breakout game for his new team anyways.
Called it
just absolutely unstoppable. I was right there with you. I knew that.
No, no, you were. I'm just saying, I'm also adding myself into the the scope of calling things. So.
And no, this was a good game. The Lions do what the Lions did last year with letting themselves kind of fall behind, but not letting themselves fall out. And they kept it close. They almost made it happen, and it was a good game.
It was a fantasy wet dream.
Oh, my God. Everyone was scoring points.
DeAndre.
Oh, my God. DeAndre.
Amon Ra.
What do you have, 100?
AJ Brown.
I'm sure. I think Chark got a touchdown in there, too.
Jared Goff had decent pointage.
That's a benefit for the Goff camp. All right.
Yeah.
For all you people out there that are still saying that Jared Goff is a Super Bowl quarterback, here's your proof.
Yeah.
Right here.
Did it.
Right here.
Confirmed.
Modest right system quarterback.
McVay. Who?
Detroit Super Bowl 57.
Who needs Sean McVay? Oh God. He misses daddy. He does. We all know it.
What? But hey, no, he's got new daddy, Dan Campbell, baby.
Nah, that's Uncle Dan. Dan. That's his uncle. We all know it.
Look at that too. Yeah, I can see Dan
Sean
Campbell.
McVay is not Sean McVay's like his older brother.
What? Oh, God. Yeah. Okay, that's fair. Sorry, I was looking at the comments. Yeah, I don't know. I want to hang out with Dan Campbell.
Oh, dude, me too.
Well, from your previous segment, who's invited to the cookout? Dan Campbell.
Dan Campbell, 100% invited to the cookout.
He's bringing the funnel, the ice luge, like he's bringing it all. Everything's involved.
Dan Campbell is a must.
All right, awesome, James. You have a video. Video. Jesus, I'm going way ahead of myself. Game of the week. My God, where did I go for 3 seconds?
I definitely don't have a video ready, but I can. I will.
Don't worry about that.
I'm sure I have something saved in the old file. Game of the week. Browns Panthers Baker Revenge Tour. I was all into this game. I was hyper focused in. As you might be shocked, I am a Baker stan. But I was just all in on this game, and it didn't look good for Baker to start. It was fumbling, like he was muffing snaps. I'm not going to call it fumbling. The Panthers couldn't seem to get anything done. It looked very Matt Rule. And then out of nowhere, Robbie Anderson deep for like a 75-yard touchdown, which I got the notification before because I was definitely not using an illegal stream. I was on the edge of my seat. I didn't know where my heart wanted to be. I was weird rooting for Jacoby Brissett. Biggest takeaway is that we're just gonna run the fuck out of the ball. We're just gonna run and run and run, and I love it. Hunt had a huge day. Chubb looked fucking great. It's gonna be a good year, except for the whole after 11.
Well, yeah. It's awkward. All right. Well, yeah. I mean, definitely not a bad week to be James. Tell you that.
Good James week. High quality James week, except for the Gamecocks getting fucking steamrolled.
Yeah, Spencer Rattler. Well,
Spencer Rattler is gonna be fine. There was a couple that obviously put a little more effort in there, but or there's one realistically. The couple misses were just
Yeah, I definitely understood. All right, awesome. Let me give you my game of the week here. What did I say? I talked about it earlier. Evan McPherson technically missing one field goal, but missing two, had one blocked. But that was my game of the week. I just looking over kind of what happened and following along with it, not on television, but I was watching the Packers Vikings game at that point. Going into OT, having the two block field goal or having a block field goal and missing a field goal, Joe Burrow throwing four interceptions for some fucking reason. It just seemed like pandemonium. So that was my choice. That's all I have. So I kind of had, I wanted to go Eagles Lions, but I was like, nah, division rivals makes more sense. So that's the way I went. All right.
Oh,
What?
Eagles Lions, baby.
Yeah, Eagles Lions. All right, let's go for it here for our not our blowout watch. I gotta change that. Hold on. Oh wait, I have it. Hold on. There we go. Our blowout city, baby. Who got blown out this week?
You got blown out this week.
I did not get blown out this week.
Oh, yeah. I mean, he's not wrong. The Patriots did get blown out this week. Not effectively. 7-20 is not like whatever, but like.
Okay, I'm sorry, but they really didn't. The offense was putrid. The defense played fine.
Yeah, I mean,
for those of you listening on audio, that was me sipping my tea.
Oh, yeah, okay. Well, the defense played fine. They lit up 13 points. 7 of those were on a scooping score.
Scooping score.
So
scooping score.
Yeah, 13 points. I'll take it, especially when Tyreek Hill had the day that he had. So.
Scooby Skull.
Yeah. I got nothing else to say about that. The offense is awful. That's what happens when you put an offense in the hands of a special coach's outcast and a defensive outcast. So.
Reek. Reek.
What the hell are you yelling? Oh,
anyways, Tyreek.
I now understand.
They do reek, though. They do reek. The Patriots
It's
going to be a rough season. All the meaning. All right, well, I guess I'll go for my blowout. Did anyone see Kansas City this week?
Yeah, I mean, they were they fucking blew them out, dog.
That was supposed to be a competitive game, and it wasn't at all.
I don't think Kansas, weirdly enough, somehow, I don't think Kansas City's getting enough credit this year.
It's not that I don't want to give them credit. It's that I don't like them. They fucking suck, and they can eat an ass. So,
well, fair enough, but still, I think everyone is over-exaggerating the loss of Tyreek Hill, and
I think a lot of people put so much weight into that because they don't finish the statement, and that's the AFC got like tremendously better.
Right, but by the same token, the Chiefs didn't get that much worse. They are absolutely still one of, if not the best team in the conference.
I mean, yeah, I guess I can't really argue with that, even though I want to, but all right, I mean, that's fair. But still, I mean, that was embarrassing.
It was. Oh, absolutely. Arizona would be expected to put up at least a little bit more of a fight than that. That was terrible.
Awful. Awful. But yeah, that's my blowout city game of the week.
Blowout.
Yeah, it was real bad. Real freaking bad, dude.
That was cool.
Yeah.
Drew, James, you guys got blowouts that you saw?
Oh, I already committed to mine. Effectively, I'm going to say that game looked a lot more out of hand than the scoreline showed with the Patriots.
Okay.
The defense was fine, but the offense could not produce.
It didn't. You're right. It did look a lot more out of hand than it was. But you also have to look at the other side of things in that the Patriots offense had plenty of drives where they drove down the field and looked their first drive.
Uh-huh.
The first drive, they drove all the way down the field to the 20, and then he threw a pick.
Mm-hmm. Well, it wasn't really his fault. Well
I mean, it still counts on the stat sheet. But, like, they shot themselves in the foot so many times. If they don't commit those two turnovers, it's a game.
Yeah.
That's why I think there's just so many times where the Dolphins really just sputtered on offense. They didn't look great. The defense looked good. Of course, the defense looked good. How could you not look good against an offense that's shooting itself in the foot? But
it's fair enough.
Also valid.
Yeah. You know what I mean? So it just, I like, you know me, like I'm the more sensible Patriots fan on this podcast and
not naming names.
Yeah, I mean, am I wrong though? Am I wrong?
I'm staying out of it.
All right. Well,
between you two.
Yeah, me and he who shall not be named. I don't know. They're playing the Steelers this coming week, and I'm not excited for that. So, not
I don't know
not,
if I
no
can.
Excite.
the biggest benefit's not going to be, or is going to be not them. Wait, rewind. The biggest benefit is going to be them not having TJ Watt. That'll at least help you a little bit.
That is true. That is true. I will give them that. It should be very interesting to see.
Yeah, maybe benefits.
Yeah. I don't know. I still think they're going to lose that game.
Really?
Yeah.
I think it's going to be more competitive than you think. I don't think it's going to be like.
I didn't say it was going to be a blowout. I just still think that they're going to lose. But again, I'm overly negative when it comes to my sports teams. So, I mean, that's just what it is. Drew, your blowout was my team as well?
No.
All right, good, because I was going to change mine. Yeah, that was
Bills Ram.
That James, that is a game. That is a game where the scoreboard wasn't even close to what it was on the field. I mean, the Bills just dominated.
100%. I mean, they still won by 3 touchdowns, but that was just embarrassing for the Super Bowl champions. Like, come out and play like that on your home field to open the season. That was rough. Cooper Kupp obviously went off as usual, but
yeah,
outside of that, of they didn't do shit. They couldn't do shit against pretty much Josh Allen and Stephon Diggs. Josh Allen accounted for 353 yards of his team's 413 yards of offense. So 60 yards were not Josh Allen. So I don't know what the league is going to do to stop him, but 300 yards through the air, 55 yards on the ground, 3-1 in the touchdown category. Dude's a beast. Dude is a beast, and he is just going to single-handedly bury teams this year. It's going to be wild.
Yeah.
Wait until he plays the Jets twice. Bless you.
Oh, my God. I can't wait for that. Yeah, I mean, he just showed you why he is the front runner for MVP coming into the season. And right off of game one, I mean, off the bat. I mean, you had some strong candidates really push forward their, hey, I'm still here kind of thing. But yeah, no, it's not going to be close. It's going to be Josh Allen, and barring an injury or an unforeseen, like, catastrophic meltdown, it's going to be Josh Allen. I still don't care.
I don't care if you don't care. He is legitimate competition.
Well, I don't know if you know this, but I actually purchased all of the voting rights for NFL MVP.
With what fucking money?
Actually, I gave them fake McDonald's coupons.
Nice.
They took them. It's a done deal. It was a handshake. It was a handshake deal, but I mean, it's
the
still,
ultimate,
you know,
swindle.
It's actually a handshake deal is valid in Minnesota, where I actually purchased said votes. So it's legally binding.
Why was this deal taking place in Minnesota? Exactly?
Because it's the only state where a handshake deal works. So don't ask me.
Is that true? You can't just say that if it's not true.
I mean, I can. No. It's not like people who listen to us are asking for legal advice, so.
Yeah, if you are, don't.
I mean, yeah. You come to us for legal advice, don't. Just don't do it.
Disclaimer, do not.
2 out of 3 of our teams are generally in legal trouble every other year, so.
Yeah, fuck you guys. Yeah.
Well, his team's in legal
trouble. We clean, boy.
His team is in real bad legal trouble.
Okay, I get it.
They paid the man the most guaranteed money of all time, so they're pretty much committed to him. Therefore, they are an item.
I mean, fair enough.
Yeah. So, all right, let's move forward. Let's go to our upset alert. Who got upset this week? Who got upset, Drew?
I'm telling you, boy. It's kind of weird to call this an upset, but the Texans tying the Colts. God damn it. How, why, what, where, when, huh? I don't understand. Also, the Colts waived Rodrigo Blankenship, and I was like,
yeah, why'd they do that?
Because
inconsistent. He was good for like a little bit, and then he was like, I don't know.
I know. I mean, he looks like he works for your IT department.
Oh, 100%. Like, definitely an IT guy.
Oh, yeah, 100%. Just apparently has a leg, a cannon for a leg, but not anymore. Whatever.
Whatever.
All right, so yours is Texans tying the Colts.
Yes. I mean, come on, the Colts should have fucking won this game by four or five touchdowns.
No. You're right. They should have. I'm just saying it's like there's an upset inside of an upset because they should have won. The Texans should have won that game.
But they
ended up tying. Yeah, they ended up tying.
Upception.
Yeah, ridiculous. Upset. James, upset.
Drew, I know why you didn't pick this one, and it's because you're a racist, biased NFC Norther.
Did you say I'm racist?
Yeah, Packers race.
That's not how that word works.
Drew, I'm speaking. Do you mind? The Bears coming out on top of the fucking 49ers. That monster. The Bears
did indeed come on top of the 49ers.
Big game.
All over.
That happened.
Yeah.
Well, in fact, James, I dislike the 49ers far more than the Bears. So
you're racist, Andy. Bears.
You heard it here live, folks. Drew is racist.
Wow. Just throwing a heavy term around real loose, boys. Real loose.
It's okay. Drew, you can't step foot in Chicago or San Francisco, and James just can't step foot in massage parlors anymore. So at least you guys have your limitations.
In Chicago, I will.
Because you're Packer racist. That's why.
I don't know what that means.
I don't either. But now it's there. It's out. It's out. It's out there for everyone.
What?
There's nothing you can do about it.
Packer racist. What is that?
All right, well, let's move on before we start talking about other things we don't want to talk about.
Yeah.
My upset, I mean, come on. It has to be Tennessee losing to the Giants on a 2-point conversion. Come on.
That was amazing.
That was amazing. Brian Daboll has the fucking balls to pull that off. Oh, truth. Excellent. Truth. Just amazing. Just another nail in Ryan Tannehill's coffin. I mean, that guy needs to go. He's not a good quarterback. He had one good season with Tennessee, and that's because they had a really good team, not him.
I mean, that's fair. I think he's a game manager. I think that's pretty much all he is.
He's not even a good game manager anymore. I mean, he clearly can't manage the game. Losing to the Giants. Yeah, so I don't know. It's just nuts.
He does that. I mean, he threw for 266 yards and two touchdowns. I mean, he wasn't bad. He was not bad.
I still don't care.
Not bad.
No,
made some good throws at the end of the game, too.
I'm honestly
I'm sure he did. It didn't matter in the end because L. Big fat L.
Did y'all see in that game fucking Derrick Henry getting trucked from the side?
Oh, no, he got fucking absolutely lit up, dude.
Oh, yeah.
Laid the wood on that man.
Mm-hmm. Laid the wood.
Sell all shares of Derrick Henry right now. Don't need him.
don't need it.
He lost that down.
He lost it.
Here comes Hilliard season.
Dontrell. Well, all right. So now we have successfully talked about week one. Yay. Ladies and gentlemen, now is time for our little video segment that I always like to bring up and no one has a video for.
I got one.
I know.
Oh, you got one?
This is a terrible time to ask you how you want me to send you my video, but I don't have access to do that anymore the way I used to.
You know, you can upload your own video now that you're an admin.
I am not an admin.
You in fact are an admin, Drew. I promise you.
I checked my emails. I have no emails from StreamYard that are insinuating that I am an admin of anything.
Oh God! All right. Well, welcome to Boda's Best.
All right. Well, just tell me when to play my video, and I'll play my video. Okay.
All right. Sure. Okay. Sounds good. Drew, play your video.
Play that video.
You gotta give me a blurb though. This is a show. It's Boat is best. Best in show here. What's going on?
My video is ready to play. It's up to you when to play it.
Oh, which one is it?
I put it in the bottom.
Oh, I see it right there. That's actually kind of cool. Glad we know what we're doing here at Boat.
My blurb is I miss you, baby.
Oh, I miss you. Hold on. Can I? Let me see if I can get the rights to "In the Arms of the Angels" by Sarah McLachlan before I play this video.
Make sure you do it in Minnesota so you can get the rights.
Yeah, it's true. Handshake. Oh, no. I miss you, baby.
Sarah McLachlan. I will sell you all of my MVP votes.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did I say MVP? I meant NVP. I bought them for McDonald's coupons.
There it is.
I am accepting those.
I miss you, baby. Stutter move.
Asante Samuel goes to the inside, and don't feel bad. That's happened to a lot of DBs over the course of Davante Adams' career.
That damn route, man.
That's just so good. He's so shifty.
He's nasty. So nasty.
So sad. Also, this is the elite way to do videos because our faces stay on screen. So
true.
I think. Yeah, that's a good point. But
whoa!
I don't want
that. Yeah. No, that's the best view, Zach. Good call.
Hi. How are you,
Zach? Chat.
How are you?
Okay.
Love this.
Oh my god. All right, I'm gonna stop messing around with that. All right, James, what is your clip? Explain it. Tell me what's going on.
Can I just play it because I think it'll be funnier? Like, I'll explain.
I already see what it is. Yeah, you can play it.
All right.
Cousins over the middle. How is he that wide open? Jefferson again inside the 10. Legic for the end zone. Touchdown!
How is he that wide open, Drew?
Man, Irv Smith gave up on his dance faster than the Packers gave up on that.
Yeah,
coverage.
What was that? Like,
he was like, yeah, no.
And he's like,
okay. Yeah, he's like, oh, cool.
James Torso. Love it.
James Torso. Yeah. Okay. Well,
sad.
Yeah, that is.
There's not much. I don't know what the fuck you guys were doing against Justin Jefferson.
I know what the fuck we weren't doing against Justin Jefferson.
Yeah,
covering coverage.
Coverage. Yeah.
All right. Well,
I don't understand why. Like, Justin Jefferson is arguably one of the few players or few wide receivers in the league that I could justify switching from a zone scheme to running primarily man to have Jaire Alexander covering him all game. Why the fuck is he just running through Eric Stokes' zones uncovered? Like, I don't get it.
My favorite thing is that at one point, like, he turns on that one and he's like, where's my defender? Like, you can see the look at his head, like, all right, and go.
Yep. It's bad.
I mean, it's Justin Jefferson. Like, there are some people you could leave alone and be like, all right, I can give him like a 10-yard blanket and be fine. But that is probably the guy you do not want with even a 5-yard blanket. Like, you don't.
And again, like, it's not like we don't have the guys to cover him. We have one of the few guys in the league that I would trust to even remotely keep up with him in Jaire Alexander. But he was only on him for like 20% of the game. Maybe.
It's okay.
That's just
maybe
horrible,
they were trying to save Jaire from the Jalen Ramsey treatment that was Thursday Night Football last week. Because that was bad.
This is true. That was so bad. I don't think that would happen to Jaire.
No, I don't think so either. But, I mean, you know, comical.
No, that's just awful game planning. And you need to switch that up a whole lot sooner than halftime. After halftime, they kind of contained things, but I mean, they were already down so big, it didn't really matter. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. Going 10 zip at halftime is way, way better than 17 zip.
Oh, God, yeah. No, like, that was fucking terrible.
Way better. And, but anyways. I mean,
fucking Christian Watson.
Yeah, that's tough. I so have my clip. Yeah, that's tough. I have my clip of the week, and I'm going to play it for you. It's called Jahan Dotson. Emphasis.
Now they have an opportunity to go up late.
Third down, 8. Big test for the young Jacksonville defense. They do bring extra pressure, and Wentz is protected for the end zone. And Dotson, he holds it in. It's a touchdown, Commanders.
Anyone see that stat line?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, dude.
Sneaky good.
I've got words about
Not even sneaky. That's just fucking good.
I mean, what a throw, what a catch.
I mean, you can't call two touchdowns sneaky good.
I'm talking about the play, not the actual set. I'm talking about Carson Wentz's stat line. Carson Wentz's stat line?
Oh, I mean, yeah. Also, four touchdowns, not sneaky good.
Okay. I understand four touchdowns isn't sneaky good, but did you expect Carson Wentz to throw four touchdowns?
No.
Week one. Exactly.
But it's just good.
All right, fuck you.
also,
yeah, fine. The Carson Wentz was good.
The Commanders' jerseys look exactly like the fucking relocation team jerseys in Madden. Like, exactly.
That's amazing.
They have, like, the little dot patterns in the thing and, like, the kind of wild over the top design. It's just fucking, it's so funny.
I mean, they probably really just took their jersey design from Madden because they were like, I don't know what to do.
Yeah, because they didn't think any of this through. They had so much time.
I know they did. They had plenty of time. Anyways,
that I was really Boat. Wanted to stick Boat with is, football team.
Boat is best. Our best Boat plays best. From this week, week one. Let's move on. We're going to week two. Let's keep it sweet, short, and to the point.
Sometimes.
But let's go for our games to watch, our games of the week, what we're projecting to be the best game to watch. James, I'm going to start with you. Let's give it over to you.
I mean, I'm not going to take it because it's a softball. Tonight's game is arguably the game to watch.
I didn't. I don't have that game. That's why I put someone else.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Drusif, do you have that game?
I don't.
All right, dibs. Thursday night. Tonight's the night. Whatever time you listen to this, this is set to be one of those like Thursday night shootouts. We've been treated to two entertaining Thursday night games in a row. I guess this is just on paper at this point. High-powered offenses. We're going to see if Kansas City can keep this fucking insane pace going. Oh, Zach's got a question, though.
We've been treated to two really good Thursday night games in a row, is what you just said.
Yeah, I enjoyed the shit out of the Bills-Rams game.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I was under the impression you were talking about preseason, and I was like, what?
No, I enjoyed the shit out of that Bills-Rams game. And then
this week on paper.
Yeah, okay. All right. That makes sense.
Yeah. So, I mean, I just think this has everything that – I don't think the Chargers defense is going to be able to keep up with whatever the Chiefs offense is going to throw at them, but it's just going to be two young guns firing. And I love that. I love that. That's the best part when you get those nice Thursday night matchups. You'd ideally want that a little bit later in the season, nice scheduling, but hey, I'm in for it. Week two. Fuck it.
I mean, that's fair. I mean, you're right. That is the softball pick. I'm going to go ahead. I'm going to take my pick here. I really like that Eagles Minnesota game. I think that's going to be a really good game. Oh, I took Drew's pick. Woo! Let's go. Yeah, I mean, AJ Brown and Justin Jefferson had hell of a week one last week. Kirk Cousins looked decent. Jalen Hurts looked really good. So I'm excited to see what both teams bring. I think they're playing in Minnesota again, if I'm not mistaken. Let me look at that again. No, I apologize. They're playing in Philadelphia. So that's going to be a rowdy-ass fucking matchup. Oh, God, what?
For some reason, our Instagram stream is zoomed into Drew's face.
Is it really? I need to figure out how we can shrink that. But...
Oh god, no! It just popped back. But for some reason, it was just Drew's little like square.
That's awesome. Yeah, I really like this matchup.
What the people want.
it's just the outline of Drew against a really dark background. Just. I'm just expecting a hand to come and grab him and like pull him into the darkness.
Hopefully.
Love that reaction. Love it.
Hold on, Drew. Can I talk to you for a second?
Go ahead.
All right. Hey, buddy. You okay? Is everything all right? Do you need some help?
You didn't have to shut your camera off.
I don't know. I thought it was effective. Anyways, Drew, go ahead. I stole your game. Now pick another one.
Oh, you're a whole ass bitch. I can't just fucking.
If you knew me, you'd know I'm a bitch and a half. All right.
I'm gonna go with Ravens Dolphins.
They had a pretty good game last time they played.
Yeah, I think it's gonna be interesting.
Bear sighting.
Look at this man.
Who's your bear?
Hi bear. Anyways, yes. I think the Dolphins Ravens game is gonna be very interesting. The Dolphins played pretty well last week against Bill Belichick. And the Ravens, coming off a fucking rout of the Jets, absolutely should have been one of the upsets of the week last week. But I think the Ravens look strong. J.K. Dobbins.
I know what he meant.
We didn't pick it as one of the games. As
well. No, you said upset, not blowout.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. Yeah, that's – yeah.
I knew what you
meant. Good catch. Anyways, yeah.
Like, damn, cool. I've never heard even Jets fans have that much faith in the Jets to call them the fucking favorite in that.
All right, anyways, so any teams about to get blown out this week? Drew, we'll go reverse snake order here.
Oh god, dang it. I do think that the Falcons are in for the fucking pounding of a lifetime, my boy.
Oh, God, yeah.
Oh, a pissed off Rams team.
AJ Terrell kind of came back down to earth last week, too.
Oh, yeah. But the Rams are still at home. And I don't think they're going to let it stand. The fact that they lost their season opener at SoFi.
I mean,
they are going to destroy the Falcons.
And the Falcons secondary is kind of a one-trick pony. So if you have AJ Terrell covering Cooper Kupp, are we going to see Allen Robinson this week? Is this going to be the emergence, or is he just going to be another in the long line?
I think there's going to be plenty of yardage and touchdownage to go around, my friend.
No, I'm sure
everyone's going to be involved.
Worst-eating dickhead that he has been. He's just going to feed Cooper Kupp, and that's it.
Yeah, fair.
Not salty about it.
I mean, that's what Justin Jefferson's going to be doing this year.
Mm-hmm. Poor Adam Thielen.
Holy shit. Did it work week one?
Yeah, but don't expect Justin Jefferson to be anywhere near that wide open the whole year. I mean, don't get me wrong. He's good. He can get plenty open plenty of the time. But that was just fucking ridiculous. We flat out were not covering him.
He weren't, but I'm also gonna boldly claim that he's gonna have the best wide receiver season of all time.
Yeah, wow. I mean, we could absolutely see it. We could see it. I mean, I think a lot of that plays into Minnesota's new mindset and the new coaching regime.
They're using him exactly like Cooper Kupp. Who came over? I was talking about this last week. Their new, I think it's their new offensive coordinator, came over from the Rams. They're utilizing
head coach.
Oh, yeah, head coach. Oh, I'm so sorry. Yes. Yeah, they're going to utilize him exactly like they did Cooper Kupp last year. And I'm not saying that. I mean, it's hard to compare them because they're two different kinds of receivers. But if they're going to use Justin Jefferson like they used Cooper Kupp last year, holy shit, are we in for it? This dude's about to have a 2,000-yard season, like 20 touchdowns. He's going to go off.
They're not super different when you think about it. I mean, they can both play anywhere. They can both play outside. They can both play slot. They can both do pretty much.
I'm not talking about their usage, though. I mean, their two body types are just vastly different.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? So, all right, let me give my upset here. My blowout. Yeah, I know. I got tricked. At least I didn't say my full sentence and then act like it didn't happen. My blowout.
Act like it didn't happen? I said, good catch, asshole.
Buffalo and Tennessee.
Aha.
Yeah. The Bills are going to keep rolling. Tennessee looked awful last week. Lost to, a pretty decent-looking Giants team, I guess, last week specifically. But, yeah, the Bills are going to steamroll. It's not even going to be – it shouldn't be close.
Bad.
All right, James, go ahead. Pick your blowout. Well,
that was going to be mine. Blowout of the week. Let's go. You know what? I'm going to go with a sneaky one that's kind of standing out to me right now. I think the Raiders are going to do some damage against the Cardinals.
They definitely can because, they looked awful.
Yeah, their defense looked awful, and they're relying on their two stars at fucking safety to cover anybody. Two, I don't see that much of a step down from the fucking receiving core. Like, I think the fucking Raiders, almost like Ravens, Raiders can do the same amount of damage.
I mean, overall, the weapons on the Raiders, I would rate slightly better than the Chiefs.
Let's be honest, it's pretty top-heavy.
It is. What is?
On the Raiders?
How is it top-heavy? They have three top options.
Okay, I mean, I guess, yeah, if you're going to call Hunter. But, like, I'm saying wide receiver one versus wide receiver one is, what, Juju versus fucking Tay?
Not even a fucking
guy. Yeah, that's not close, but okay, what's wide receiver two? Mecole Hardman? You're gonna tell me Mecole and
Hunter Renfrow are the same
level? Like, what do you mean? I'll give you tight ends. Travis Kelce's a better tight end.
Oh yeah, 100%. Not a debate.
Not by
Darren Waller either, but not a debate.
No, it's not by like a drastic margin because Darren Waller is an excellent tight end. But it's definite. So, yeah, I mean, I would rate the Raiders' weapons a little better, honestly. And their running backs, I would even rate them a little better too. Well, actually, no, I wouldn't. Never mind. I wouldn't say that. Scratch that. I do like Josh Jacobs. I think he's good. He's very sporadic, but I don't really care for what the Chiefs have. I mean, Clyde Edwards-Helaire had two touchdowns last week, sure, but I don't know. It doesn't really mean much.
Yeah, but one was off of like a shovel pass. And
right, that's what I'm saying. It's just like he was there. He was the option. So
right,
but touchdown. Anyways, yeah. I mean, touchdowns count. All right, upset alert. Who is going to be upset this week? We really don't have many. Like, I feel like there's not a lot of options here. But James, we'll go right back to you, sir.
Dick, dude, write me up for a Colts upset. I think Matt Ryan's lost it.
I said that. Upset. I said that earlier. I said I could definitely see the Jaguars beating the Colts this week.
Bouncing back, getting another one after fucking last year's debacle? Yeah.
That was crazy. Mm-hmm. Geez. I don't know. I mean, it's really tough to look at. It's kind of hard because a lot of the records are skewed. So when you're looking at records, like you're looking for upsets based off of records, it's kind of hard. When you look at the teams, the big one that stands out to me really, I mean, I guess you really can't even call it that. I wouldn't call this team great, but they were in the playoffs this year. I could easily see Seattle knocking off San Francisco.
Yeah, I can see that. I can see where
I hate to say this. Actually, I don't really see it, but I'm not going to lie. Davis Mills, not that bad. I could see them going into Denver and stealing a game from them, too.
I don't think Russell Wilson is going to lose to Geno Smith and Davis Mills in back-to-back weeks.
What a season. You put all that money for him to go
0-2. It might not be happening, but if it does happen, I want to be the one that said, I fucking told you so. So I can't wait for that.
Yeah.
I like it. I'll, you know what? I'll respect that pick.
Retweet?
Yeah, how about OJ Howard out of fucking nowhere, by the way?
I mean, I don't know. I don't even know what to say about OJ Howard at this point, other than I drafted him in like 5 years ago and expected him to be an instant impact, and he rode my bench for 2 years, and then I dropped him. So,
was that after his boom year?
Yes, that was after his boom year.
You know,
anyways, well, that was week two, and we're making pretty good time.
Get my upset, you asshole!
Oh, sorry, hold on.
Get fucked.
Let me re-click. Man. All right, Drew, your upset of the week.
That's what you get for being a racist.
Fine. My upset: Panthers going into MetLife and taking down the Giants. Baker's gonna get a dub. It's gonna happen.
I mean,
it's an upset. Giants are favored. Fuck me. Fucking
Giants are favored.
I guess. That's the thing. That's why it's like, I get it. Like, the Panthers are lost and the Giants won last week, but like,
The Giants are home.
Whatever. I mean, it's not really an upset, but all right, I'll give it to you on.
The Giants are favored. It is the definition of an upset.
Okay, what are they favored by?
Two points.
They're favored by 2 points.
Correct.
It's a bitch pick. Anyways.
You're a bitch.
I told you, bitch and a half. Get it right. All right, well, I guess I have to give it over to the person who keeps calling me a bitch because it is fantasy time with Drew.
Ooh, welcome to Drew's fantasy.
Fantasy time.
It involves James in a Bears uniform. not going to go there? All right, cool.
Oh, I hate you.
I know. It's all right. It's fine.
All right, baby boy. Same format as always. You get a boom, you get a bust, and you get a sleeper at each position.
Are you not gonna briefly go over your picks from last week?
You are so funny. You think I remember my picks from last week?
Oh, that's okay. They're conveniently written in the notes with what exactly happened to said picks.
Immediately wrote down. Thanks, Zach.
Welcome.
Thanks, Zach. Wow.
I like to keep everyone honest here.
All right. So, last week, our boom at quarterback. We had Russell Wilson. Bad.
Oh.
Bad. I really did not see that coming. I thought Russ was going to go into a field that he knows better than the back of his own ass crack. And, he just couldn't do it. Could not put it together against a bad Seattle team. And I don't understand what happened. But, hey, NFL, huh?
Not bad, just young.
Fair. But bad.
But also bad, yeah.
But also bad.
Our bust... We said Aaron Rodgers. Unfortunately, I was correct. Yep. Those young receivers, that Minnesota noise, that Justin Jefferson. Yeah, all bad. Anyways.
Minnesota noise sounds like the sickest weed stream.
The noise.
The Minnesota noise. Purple. Green, fucking works.
Green Bay racist strain. Get it here.
Fucking kick you in the dome. The dome, me boy.
He's right.
Oh, I'm going to kill all y'all people.
Kill all y'all people. All right, keep going, Drew. Come on.
For running back, boom, we called Alvin Kamara. Good Lord, that was wrong, incorrect. Just... No, he was outrushed by Taysom Hill. He only had 9 carries. Man had 3 receptions. Not good. Not good. Way underutilized for some reason. Don't understand it, but whatever. DeAndre Swift did not do a bust.
Do you see why I wanted him to go over his previous picks?
That's sick. Dude, I've been there. That's fucking sick.
Drew, it's okay. We still have the Cole McDonald take.
We'll always
I also have the Tua for MVP take as well. So, I mean, yes. That's all right. That was pretty.
Oh, man.
That was a fucking hot fart take.
DeAndre Swift had himself a nice little game there. Here we go. Finally. Boom. AJ Brown. Oh, yeah, baby. Oh, what a boom that was. Tyreek Hill, we called as our bust receiver. I mean, he didn't go off. And I did say it wasn't going to be like a total bust, just not like super mega ultra Tyreek, you know. And that's not what we saw. So that is not what we saw. Didn't even have 100 yards. So, boom, called for tight end was Mark Andrews. Had a decent little game he did. A decent little game for Marky Mark. You know. Classic. Travis Kelce is a bust. That was terrible. Colts defense as a boom. Not really. Nope.
I want you to read the line that I put there.
20 points and a tie. Nope.
Aww.
Yeah.
Bust. Bucks defense.
Mm.
Nope. Mm. Nope, that was incorrect. Also, kicker Evan McPherson. We're not even going to talk about that. Not even going to say a word.
Oh, it's so bad.
Bust Robbie Gould. I did call that one right. Fairly low scoring game. Not many.
Yeah, he had a field goal.
Cool.
And so, an extra point. So.
Yeah.
So. All right. Well, congrats, Drew. You successfully picked two.
Robbie Gould.
Yep.
AJ Brown.
Yeah.
And Aaron Rodgers.
Oh, all right. Cool. So.
Three, baby.
So you were you got two busts and a boom, right? So. And I'll give you like half. I'll give you like.
Busts, baby.
I'll give you like half a point for Tyreek and half a point for Mark Andrews. So you got four.
Hey, look at me go! Look at me go!
I thought Tyreek was gonna eat that defense alive.
I thought he was gonna be a little more limited, but I think it was pretty much right in between.
Fair enough. All right, well, get to this week's picks, boyo.
Oh, we are at this week's picks, me boyo. I got Russell Wilson again. He can't let me down twice.
Ugh, those are bad words in fantasy.
Yeah.
They're playing the Texans. I mean, come on. Come on.
Don't do it.
Come on. We're going to leave it there. We're not saying anything else for fear of jinxing that.
Here we go, then.
All right, your bust, your quarterback bust this week, Jalen Hurts. I think Minnesota's defense is pretty damn solid. Their defensive line, Danielle Hunter and Za'Darius Smith, is fucking scary. Harrison Smith still roaming around that defensive backfield, making things scurry. They got a good little team over there. I don't think Jalen Hurts is going to have the easiest time doing what Jalen Hurts do against that defense. So there's your quarterback bust. Running back. I'm going to go with – I don't like Aaron Jones this week. Against Chicago. They got a nice little run defense over there. I think A.J. Dillon will get some goal line touches, though. So, Dillon over Jones this week, boyos. I just realized I went bust first. Sorry, couldn't contain it.
Bust makes you feel good, you know?
Oh, it sure does. And then, boom, for the week, I'm going to go with Daryl Henderson. Put in a nice little performance last week. I think he's going to continue to get the bulk of the touches out of that backfield. And like I said, I think the Rams are going to absolutely wipe Atlanta all over the floor.
Akers is a goddamn disgrace.
So far, yeah.
Why are they not giving him the ball?
Well, did you see what he does when he doesn't get the ball?
Yeah, true.
That's
he just don't do nothing. So anyways, yeah. There's your running backs. Wide receivers. I think Debo is going to go off this week against Seattle. Wasn't as productive as usually would be expected last week. And San Fran lost. So I think they're going to get him more heavily involved. And Seattle ain't going to have an answer for it. I'll tell you damage. Your bust at wide receiver.
What do you got?
We looking at Cortland Sutton. I think he is going to disappoint a second week in a row, even though all those damn reports out of training camp saying that he was Russell Wilson's favorite target. Despite Russell Wilson being the boom quarterback, it ain't going to be the Cortland Sutton. Sad days.
Judy season.
I did like a fucking decently lopsided trade for Jerry Jeudy because I had running back depth out the ass. And I didn't have a lot of wide receiver depth. No, not a lot.
Not tons.
Oh, look, it's formerly rehabilitated Antonio Brown sitting on James's bench.
I gotta see. It was not. It was like I have fucking DeAndre Hopkins waiting in the fucking wings for week six, and that was it.
All right. Tight ends. Those tight little ends. We're going to go with Dalton Schultz as our... I love those faces. We're going to go with Dalton Schultz as our boom. Cooper Rush in at quarterback for Dallas. I think that man needs a security blanket, and that is going to be Dalton Schultz. So boom, bada bing. Decent matchup against Cincy, too. So got to love to see that. Bust this week, Kyle Pitts. Gonna have trouble against the Rams, just as a whole. Not gonna see many balls coming his way because Marcus Mariota is gonna be on the ground most of the time. I'm thinking. Let's move on to defense. The defense this week. I like the Packers against Chicago. Chicago, despite winning last week, I still think is a very weak offense. Again, probably attributed to the fact that they're young, but I don't think Justin Fields is a great quarterback. So, and offensive line problems like crazy. So, I don't. Hasn't shown me shit, boy. But yeah, so Green Bay defense wise, and bust for defense. Gimme. I like that Indy call. I think I don't necessarily think they'll lose, but I think they are going to give up some points.
Okay.
Kickers. I like Daniel Carlson piggybacking off of James's Raiders blowout call. I think he's going to have a successful week against the Cardinals. And as a bust for kicker, which is kind of funny to say, give me Evan McPherson. A young kicker coming off a really rough performance. I think that might shake him a little bit. I'd expect him to still be feeling that.
Wow.
He was Mr. Cool last year, so I think we're going to see a bit of a demeanor change here. Got some adversity to face. And that is Fantasy Time with Drew.
Awesome.
Yay. Good job, Drew.
Lovely, lovely. Well, I'm going to be hosting our little betting segment. It's going to be very short. I only have one thing to say to you because it pissed me off so much that I just want to talk about this. And then I will sign off unless anyone else has anything to say.
Oh, I got the fucking new game, dude.
Oh, new shit. Game, that's right. All right. Well, let me say this. Betting corner with Zach and whoever the fuck else wants to chime in. Why are the Steelers a home underdog against the Patriots?
Oh, that's a good ass question.
They're two and a half point underdogs at home against the Patriots.
Mitch Trubisky.
So what? They beat the Bengals week one. The Patriots put Mitch up 7 points.
Trubisky.
Like what? That doesn't make any fucking sense. So crush that. Bet the Steelers. Bet them hard. Thank you. Thank you for coming to my TED Talk. James, We got a brand new segment. Why don't you tell me what it's called so I can toss a banner up for you?
I don't know. Man, that's a good question. I didn't think of anything. I didn't think of a name. I just thought of
you know I like my names.
Yeah, I know. Fuck. Yeah. It's called... Huh. It's called... Mushy Gushy. I'm trying to figure out necessarily how this is going
to
work.
Welcome to... Mushy Gushy?
Mushy Gushy. And the reason I'm calling it that...
Okay.
Oh, God. That's a big... That's a lot of fire truck. Cool. That's pretty sick.
That's a lot of fire truck.
All right.
Oh, God.
So, is that me?
Wait, what? Why? Why do you have my face?
The fucked up thing is my mic is muted. Anyway. So, what we're going to do...
No, it's because the volume's on your phone.
Oh, yeah. All right. I'm just stupid. Dude, I'm trying to figure out how to fucking properly do this, and it's I don't know if it's going to work. So, what we're going to do... I'm going to get out of this. I'm going to leave. I'm going to leave this. Oh, my God. I almost ended broadcast. Let's not do that.
Please don't do that.
Let's not do that. I'm going to load up something specific once I get it up. So I have realized that people are currently loving AI to text generators. So how janky they get. They get these like mushy, like dreamy looking shits. So I'm going to have you guys decipher what athlete, what NFL player, and these are going to be, I'm not going to do like the who dat, like irrelevant fucking search. You guys are going to have a minute to figure out who the player is. The first one I feel like is pretty easy. Once again, 1 minute, almost put it for an hour. That'd have been too much time. A little bit. Why am I dumb? This is good editing here.
This segment is now called Depict Dis.
Oh, depict this. That's a good one. There we go. First athlete, folks.
All right. Well, I have a total of two guesses. Is it Tom Brady?
Yes.
Ah.
See, I said the first one was easy, right? Not bad.
Hey, Drew, guess what? No points for you. This is what you get.
That gets a point.
I do. That's true.
Slide two.
Aaron Rodgers.
No.
Devontae Adams.
No.
Aaron Jones.
Za'Darius Smith.
Zach's out of his guesses. I'm going to give you three guesses. It's not Za'Darius.
Oh, wait. It's... Never mind.
Oh, man. You got to get this.
It's just so damn vague.
I know. Isn't that great? Current player, if that helps.
Okay.
Well, all right. Well, never mind.
That does help a lot, actually, as I was thinking a lot along the lines of not current players.
I see what that is in the background. Okay. I feel like I know who this is.
How the fuck do you see what that is in the background?
It's like I can understand what it's trying to be, so that's enough for me.
Okay. Drew?
Oh, man.
All right. Hold on.
David Bakhtiari?
No to both of them.
Oh, Zach really?
Private chat, and it's neither of those.
All right. Well,
I see what you think. Like,
you see what I'm saying? It kind of does look like
Al Lazar to narrow it down, and that's not that. I get where you're going because it looks like scales, but that's not Al Lazar.
What the fuck?
Ooh.
Is it? I don't know. I mean, I'm out of guesses, so I can't really have. I don't have much to say, but I didn't realize.
Is it Kenny Clark?
No, it is AJ Dillon.
Oh shit! Okay.
Don't know how, but it's AJ Dillon.
Sure, that is. It is green and yellow, and he's wearing a helmet.
All right, next slide.
Is that Baker Mayfield?
No, I thought about doing that too. It's actually, this part creeps me out. This like mid the face part. I realize you can't see what I'm like pointing at.
Is it Christian McCaffrey?
It's not Christian McCaffrey.
Okay.
Is it Mike Rhule?
Matt Rhule, no.
Matt Rhule. Sorry.
Matt. Mike. All right. Can I ask a hint?
Yeah, sure.
A hint. Is he a wide receiver?
Yes.
All right. So DJ Moore?
No.
Robbie Anderson.
It's Robbie Anderson. Yeah.
Woo! More points for Zach.
Next one.
What Miles is Garrett. That?
Holy shit.
Yeah, yeah. That is Miles Garrett. No, I got that.
That right there is the biggest. Like, that looks like this, it was going to get Miles Garrett.
Yeah, I mean.
At least some of the face is kind of recognizable. Like, shit.
All right. This is the last one.
Yeah, this is the last one. Good luck. This one?
What?
Super specific.
Can we get a hint as to what team?
Oh, I hate that person on the right's face. Oh my
God. It looks like his entire face is just teeth.
So I found out through like research that the AI just cannot make a face. It for the life of it cannot form
a face.
That's
terrifying.
Yeah. 100%. It's horrifying.
Wow. All right. All right. So is this an NFC team?
In this picture, actually, in both cases, it would be an AFC team. Again, probably
attributed to the fact that in both cases?
All right. So
mm-hmm.
It's just two players?
It's a player and a celebrity.
What?
Oh, yeah.
Current player? Yeah.
Huh?
Current player?
Current player.
Is he the one with the fucked up face?
If I had to guess, yes, just because of the other person I put in this like prompt. I think the other person I put in this prompt is the guy in the grayish suit. I think that's the other dude.
So, what is this? Like, E.T. and fucking...
Dude, I'm getting Bill Cosby vibes from the guy in the purple sweater.
Yeah, I know. Seriously. Dude, I don't know. They're both AFC teams. All right. I mean, just looking at that guy, it looks like he's wearing an 11.
Yeah.
Does the 11 have to do with anything, James?
It does look like he's wearing an 11. 11 does not have to do with anything.
Yeah, I didn't think so. I figured that wasn't
right.
Okay. So I'm assuming this celebrity and this player are like pretty good friends, or
what the fuck is going on with the background?
It's anonymous.
Why are they on like a waterfall?
I don't know. This is nightmare fuel.
Yeah.
Oh, I am looking
so
at this for far
they're,
too long.
They're synonymous?
Scarred.
Well, maybe not like synonymous with each other, but like they're two fish in the same river.
And like if the river had a location, it would be
America.
Yeah, great, thanks.
North America, that helps.
Jackass. It really doesn't, but all right. I knew we weren't in the CFL, that's for sure. Shit, I don't fucking know.
Come here, buddy.
So a celebrity and a player are synonymous. Like they're supposed to be. How are they synonymous though? Like
I don't
what
think
way?
Synonymous was the right term. It's more like I said, they're just two fish in the same river.
But how? But in what way?
They run a lot of parallels with each other.
In what way? In what ways?
I'm not gonna give you that much. You got to give me a guess. Though we're running out of time here, Zach. You took up way.
Yeah,
too much.
I know. It's an hour and 20 minutes. I would like to eat my chips. Fuck. I don't fucking know. This is awful.
If you can get the actual prompt that I put on here, I will, or like house rules, like close enough to the actual prompt I put on here, I will Venmo you $5. But I'm only gonna give you one guess. This is expert level.
I mean, this is insane.
Drew just looks baffled.
Is this someone being benched or something like that, or something being passed up?
No.
No. All right. So then I don't know.
Some might say a proverbial passing of the torch.
Okay. So it's a, but it's a celebrity mm-hmm. passing the torch to an NFL player.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Would this be like, advocate work or something?
I wouldn't advocate for it, but you know.
Does this have anything to do with like?
Oh no!
Sexual misconduct, James.
Oh, no, it is Bill Cosby.
And half of it's Bill Cosby. Half of it is Bill Cosby.
Drew Stein, Deshaun Watson.
It is Deshaun Watson and Bill Cosby shaking hands.
Oh, I can't believe we got that. That's so bad.
You didn't get the handshake part, which is kind of what's happening in the middle there.
And in the
it
bottom
doesn't
right.
look like a handshake. They have five hands attached to their wrist, James. What the fuck?
So that is just a fucking mass of fingers.
Did you not see that? How are we supposed to know?
And Skeletor over on the right there.
No, Drew, honestly, it looks like he had a horse head, but then his entire mouth was shaved down just to his teeth.
Yeah.
What the fuck was that?
I hate all of this.
I hated this, but I also loved it at the same time because what is that?
I love that
picture was fucking
the two-headed Miles Garrett, man.
I know.
That fucking whatever the middle face thing is, Robbie Anderson.
Dude, I never would have gotten. Dude, that.
That one's pretty. That one's easy. That looks like Tom Brady.
Yeah, that one was fucking ridiculous. AJ Dillon, come on.
Oh my god. Well, hey, you know what? I asked the right question, so I did. That's what got us there. But guys, thank you.
Wouldn't advocate.
James, thanks so much for that. That was wonderful. Let's do it again next week. The fuck was that? I'm removing that from there so everyone can go to sleep and be happy and not okay. let's do that. Okay. It's gonna stop. Let's please stop that.
Okay. I don't want it no stop. More.
that one's at least better. All right, thank you, guys. Thank you so much for tuning in. You know where to find us: Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. Oh God, we're everywhere else. I'm gonna have nightmares tonight. I'm sorry. I just
Stitcher.
It's happened. Stitcher. Yes, we are on Stitcher. We are on YouTube. Check out all of our YouTube content. And then find our podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, all the other places you guys listen to us. I am Zach, a.k.a. Soggy Boy. For James, for Drew, stay soggy.
Stay beautiful.
Bye.
Bye.
And for Chris.
I ain't